All right, everyone, welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Your boy Logan Cruz here, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Ever feel like your brain's got a default setting for negativity? Like it's this endless loop of, I can't, it won't work, or why even bother? Yeah, we've all been there. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Those negative thoughts and emotions, they don't have to run the show. This isn't about forcing yourself to be happy all the time. Life throws curveballs, and it's okay to feel down sometimes. This is about learning how to manage those negative vibes so they don't become roadblocks in your journey. Because let's be real, we've got goals, dreams, and aspirations. We can't reach them if we're constantly stuck in a mental ditch of self-doubt. So, what are some practical ways to break free from this negativity cycle? I'm giving you 5 key takeaways that are going to be game changers. Number 1, awareness is everything. You gotta know your triggers. What sets off those negative thoughts and emotions? Is it a certain person? A situation? Maybe it's even just a thought pattern that pops up at specific times of day. Once you identify those triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies for dealing with them before they spiral out of control. Number 2, challenge those thoughts. Seriously, question everything your inner critic is saying. Is there actual evidence to support those negative beliefs, or are you just letting fear and insecurity run the show? Often, those thoughts are distorted or exaggerated. You've got to learn to recognize that and push back against them. Remember, your thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations of reality. Number 3, practice gratitude. This one sounds cheesy, but it's powerful. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your mindset from negativity to positivity. It doesn't have to be big things, it could be something as simple as a delicious cup of coffee or a sunny day. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life. Number 4, fuel your body and mind. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel mentally and emotionally. Make sure you're eating nutritious foods, getting enough sleep, and exercising regularly. Think of it like this. Your brain is a high-performance engine. It needs the right fuel to run smoothly. Number 5, seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help from a therapist or counselor. Sharing your struggles and getting support can make a world of difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a brilliant artist with so much talent, but she constantly doubts her abilities. She hears that inner voice saying, "Your art is terrible. No one will ever like it. Just give up." She starts avoiding painting altogether because those negative thoughts feel so overwhelming. This is where those 5 key takeaways come in. Sarah could start by identifying those triggering thoughts, the ones about her art being bad and nobody liking it. Then she can challenge them. Does she have proof that her art is truly terrible? Has she tried sharing it with others and getting feedback? Likely not. Maybe she's just letting fear dictate her actions. She could also focus on gratitude for the joy she experiences when creating art. Remember that feeling when you lose yourself in a project, completely absorbed in what you're doing? That's pure bliss. Sarah needs to hold on to those positive feelings and let them outweigh the negativity. And who knows, maybe joining an artist community could provide her with the support and encouragement she needs to overcome her self-doubt. So, there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to break free from those negative thoughts and emotions that are holding you back. Remember, this isn't about being perfect or positive all the time. It's about managing your mental landscape so you can live a more fulfilling life. Think of these takeaways like tools in your mental toolbox. Use them whenever you feel those negativity vibes creeping in. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the positivity and help each other thrive. Until next time, keep switching up those disciplines and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.